Amos Perikhei actually takes the form of a kina, of a lamentation over something that hasn't even happened yet. So it's a very powerful statement to the members of Malchus Yisrael who are already not listening, that if you're not careful, this kina is going to come to pass, and then there's no hope. In fact, the Navi is already implying there is no hope, even though nothing direct has taken place yet, because of their complete refusal to do any tshuva, to repent of their terrible ways, that in the case of Malchus Yisrael, they really never have been without. Shimu es ha-davar hazeh asher anochi nosei aleichem kina beis Yisrael. So again, the word shim'u, which for the Navi Amos, this is the third time he's using it, is always a harbinger of dire consequences about to come. So listen to this word that I am taking up for you, for a lamentation over you, for a kina over you, Beis Yisrael, house of Israel, because the entire house is going to collapse. You don't want to do tshuva, says Radak. So listen to the kina, because those are your two alternatives. There's no other escape. Beis nafla lo sosif kum, besulas Yisrael. The virgin of Yisrael, the young woman of Yisrael, has fallen and she can't get up, as they say. She won't be able to rise again. So the besula of Yisrael often was used in Yechezkel for young innocence that goes astray and betrays her besula status by acting in a way that's absolutely inappropriate. In this case, Rabbi Etshalom suggests that what it means is a young nation, a nation in the bloom of youth with military power, with strength, with optimism, seeming to be right on the outset, but that's about to all be lost and dashed to the ground. Nitsha al admasa, she spread out on her soil. Ein mikima, there is no one to raise her up again. So once they are exiled, so this is interesting, Rashi says, once they're exiled during the days of Hoshea ben Elah, which is what all of this is referring to, from Sefer Malachim, Malchus Beis Yehu, Bemos Yeravam, he also refers to the time of Yehu at the death of Yeravam, Lo Yamod Od Melech Me'asaras HaShvatim. There's never again going to be a king from the ten tribes. So the Besula of Yisrael, in a sense, that there is no opportunity in the future, even with Kibbutz Galios, for there to be an independent king of Yisrael, because then they're going to be folded in to the Melech HaMashiach and Malchus Beis David. So this is it. This is the end of their independence as a sovereign state. And they were strong, and they had never been invaded on their own soil, Nitchal Admasa. But now, with the advent of Ashur, there's no escape from it. They haven't returned yet, and when they do, it's going to be a very, very long time. So spreading out on the field, just being helpless, without being able to get up, without any kings or princes to raise you up from the dust, Radak suggests that she becomes weaker and weaker in the hands of her enemies. And why? Why no kings and officers? Because they didn't try to get her to Shuvah and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gimel kicho amar Hashem Elokim. This is God's words. This is what Hashem says. Ho'ir hayotzeis elef tashir mea. A city where 1,000 went out will only have 100 return, 10%. If they went forth in the army, the rest are going to be destroyed by Cherev, Dever, Chaya, everything. All of the deaths that we remember from the Makos of Egypt are going to transpire against the Jewish soldiers. And we know in our time period how important each Chayal is and how we feel the loss when Jewish youth are killed with no escape. Vayotzeis Me'ah, in a city that gives forth 100, Tashir Asar Leveis Yisrael. Only 10 will remain of the house of Israel. So 90% of everybody is going to die. Only 10% will be left over. Even though they're in the city, they're like remnants. They're not like strong residents. Dalad kicho amar Hashem leveis Yisrael, dirshuni v'chiyu. And I'm recording this the day after Yom Kippur. What a powerful message. You know, we get all caught up in all of our activities, getting ready for Sukkot, getting ready for Shabbos. This year especially, there's very few weekdays. And we forget what yesterday was like. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the house of Israel. And the message may be to the 10 tribes, but it's to us too. Dear Shuni, seek me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chiyu, and live. All of the alliances, all of the peace plans with other nations, all of the help that we think we're going to get from everybody else. Dear Shuni, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seek me out. Seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you live as Jews. Don't seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see what happens to the 80-85% of Jews over the millennia that slough off, that disappear from the family legacy. Hey, Vial Tidrashu Beis El. Don't seek out Beis El, where your golden calves were. Don't seek out all of your foreign gods. Vaha Gilgal Lo Savo. And don't come to the Gilgal either. Don't go to the high places where you put all of your Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, its name is its curse, Gilgal. Galus, Gola. Ve'er Sheva Lo Savoru. And this one's an exception. There, why Be'er Sheva? Be'er Sheva is mentioned very infrequently in Tanakh in general, especially in the Nevi'im. Be'er Sheva is also very firmly a Yehuda city, not Yisrael. What Rashi does is he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nevi'im pronounce decrees on Gilgal and Beis El, but not Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva Lo Savoru, it's not going to go against Be'er Sheva. Rabbi Etshalom suggests is that if you think about Be'er Sheva, Abraham made his home in Be'er Sheva, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all made their home in Be'er Sheva, all the Avos. But what does Malchus Yisrael do? It abandons it. We don't pass Be'er Sheva. There's no idol worship in Be'er Sheva, unlike these other places. Ki Gilgal Golo Yigleh. There's the Gilgal Golo Yigleh, the assonance of that. Gilgal will be exiled. Uveis El Yela Oven. And Beis El will become nothing. That golden calf was the first thing carried away. So we heard earlier the idea that Beis El is sometimes called Beis Oven, the house of iniquity. So Amos is using plays on words here to explain that these places are doomed, as is the entire Malchus Yisrael.